In New York this week, a 65-year-old Filipino woman is brutally attacked walking past a building on 43rd Street. And instead of helping, a security guard closes the front door. In Los Angeles, on the day of the funeral of a Korean resident of a retirement community, a hurtful letter arrives saying there is now one less Asian to deal with. Such are the latest instances of Asian hate. Honolulu resident Jamie Goya says her father, living in Orange County, was a recent target of racism. She marched in a rally this weekend. That was a snippet of a Hawaii rally held over the weekend, part of an effort across the country to draw attention to the rise of cases of violence against Asian Americans. Goya works as a massage therapist in the resort area and reflected on the recent mass shooting of Asian women working in massage parlors on the mainland.
I work at a luxury spa here in Waikiki, so seeing that shooting was very personal to me, and it definitely struck a chord. So it was actually coincided with the reopening of my spa that I help run. So it was unfortunate timing. It definitely could have been me, you know, to anybody else's eyes outside of the Asian community. We look similar. And so no matter what I do or what field I'm in, that is me. And just the day after that, my dad was involved in a hate crime incident where the police were called. So it just reinforced my participation in the event. My family is on the mainland, so it was something that unfortunately I couldn't be there for to help support them. But, you know, I do what I can here.
But it really hit home because this was your family.
Yes, yes. You know, you never think that it's going to be you, even though, you know, you grow up with it. I feel like now, more recently, it is more pronounced. People in their conviction of racism, they just have no reason to hide it anymore. So they are more violent, more aggressive. And so, unfortunately, there aren't strong enough laws. The law isn't holding them to their attacks. And so the only way that we can protect ourselves is by simply doing it ourselves, protecting ourselves within our own communities.
So the incident with your father, did that spur mm-hmm. you to go to this rally this past weekend here in Honolulu?
Long before the shootings happened, you know, I had seen what was happening in San Francisco, where Asian American elders or Asian elders were being pushed unwarranted, you know, repetitively. There was three times in one day the same man had pushed Asian people in Chinatown in San Francisco. And one, on a separate incident, had been pushed and passed away. And so it caused me to wonder, like, what are we doing to protect our kupuna here? How are we proactively trying to resolve an incident from happening? And so I looked around and I didn't really see anybody really denouncing it or sharing any resources. And so I started collecting resources myself. And then eventually, once the shootings happened, there was talk amongst the community. And so I got connected with the amazing organizers that also helped put on the rally, and we joined forces.
You grew up in California, right?
Correct.
Any racism, discrimination growing up there?
Yes. For me, it was a daily thing because where I grew up at that time, Asians were a minority. And then as time grew on, I more and more came more and more moved into the area. So the difference between my sister and I, which is only a 2.5-year difference, even though In schooling, we're 4 years apart. She experienced much less, almost none, in fact. And for me, though, it was a daily thing. Name calling and bullying and things like that. And so I could not wait to get out of Orange County. In fact, it only took me an hour after graduation to leave. And so being here in Hawaii, I think we have a privilege of being the majority, but also in terms of that privilege, we have to look around and recognize, like, how can we uplift the people that don't have that opportunity and that privilege?
You know, you talk about Orange County. I read an article about, I think it was on the day of a woman's husband's funeral. There was someone in a retirement community that wrote a very hurtful letter, and she received it on the day of the funeral, which basically said, you know, one less Asian to deal with. And that was so heartbreaking.
And that community is actually down the street from my high school. And that area is well known for acts of racism and bigotry and not doing anything about it. It's just accepted there amongst the teachers, the faculty, and the students either have to deal with it or move to another school. For me, that's why I was more than happy to move on. Luckily for me, I look very similar here. I blend in well here, but you know, it's something that, like, I have to understand that here in Hawaii, there is still a very, very pronounced undercurrent of racism here. So it's something that, you know, I address myself and I look around and, like, what can I do to help other people that are still experiencing it?
And you mentioned that you were in another field.
If I wear scrubs or if I wear my uniform, no matter what I wear, and I'm sure other people have experienced this as well, no matter what I wear, all that matters is what I look like. If we're behind a mask, just people see what we look like and automatically assume that you caused the coronavirus because what you look like. You know, get out of our country. Doesn't matter if you were born here. Doesn't matter if you served your country, served for the United States. None of that matters. All that matters is they feel that you're not American enough.
So you felt that. You have felt that here.
I have felt that in multiple places, yes.
Do you know if there are other rallies that are being planned?
I do know that our organizing group is hoping to put on other events to help support not only, like, the Asian community, but all other communities as well, because, you know, we're trying to address not only Asian hate, but hate in general itself.
There was another incident that I just read about in New York City.
Yes, a 65-year-old woman was beaten and outside of a door, and the facility closed the door on her. Did not help her.
What did you think when you heard about that?
You know, when you see something like that, no matter what she looks like, she's another human being. And for people to just close the door on that, that is not just, like, not just realizing that, like, that is another person. That's, like, apathy. And for you to be able to walk away from somebody like that, for anybody to walk away from that, it's, you're not realizing that you could be that person, too. That could be your sister, your mother, your grandmother. So that's pretty hard.
That was Jamie Goya, a former California resident now living on Oahu. She attended a Stop Asian Hate rally held here in Honolulu this past weekend. A little different perspective from the one that we featured yesterday with Honolulu resident Johnson Choi, who was in San Francisco for a rally in the city, also held this past Saturday.